Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Well, what a great time for breaking Brewers news. Just minutes before we welcome in our good friend Adam McKelvey of Brewers.com, we learned that the Brewers are going to make a roster move here, calling up their best pitching prospect, Jacob Mizorowski. I don't know if you know much about this guy, Jessica, but he was garnering headlines a few weeks ago when it was the sixth inning of a baseball game, a AAA game, and he was still throwing 100 miles an hour.
Oh, that guy.
Guy can flat out bring it.
I didn't remember the name, but I remember that story. Yeah, without a doubt.
A lot of times when you're throwing 100 miles an hour, it's in that one inning of relief. Well, Mizorowski is a starter, and it looks like he's going to start on Thursday. What a wonderful time to welcome in Adam to help us make sense of it all. Hello, Adam.
Hey, hello. Yeah, he's a big-time prospect, one of their biggest pitching prospects in terms of, like, the ceiling that they've had in a really, really long time. I mean, the ceiling for this guy is top of the rotation, ace, kind of, multi-time all-star, Cy Young candidate. That's the dream on Jacob Mizorowski. He's 23 years old. He's still working on the off-speed. He's still working on the command. But, as you said, Greg, I mean, he's sustained the velo deep into outings, and he's cut down the walks, and he's earned his way up to the big leagues to start. We hear Thursday against the Cardinals, that series opener. So pretty good night to come out to the ballpark if you're in the area.
Yeah, without a doubt. Adam, this question is twofold for you, but I'm kind of looking at where the Milwaukee Brewers are sitting right now. It's the record 35-32. We're in third place in the National League Central. What do you like about this Brewers team at this moment, and where's the work needed?
Well, the work's obvious, I think. It's offense. And they went on that run where they won 14 of 19. They won 9 of 10. And they were really pesky offensively. They were able to come back and win some games. We talked about that last week. And I think showing that was important. But now here we are in the homestand, and they've lost 3 of 4, and they've scored one total run in the 3 losses with 2 extra base hits in the 4 games on the homestand. One of them was Caleb Durbin's walk-off homer that gave him a victory, the lone victory against the Padres. So, you know, offensively, they don't have much pop, and they haven't been able to sustain a long streak of being good at scoring runs. What I like is the pitching, and especially because, and we've talked about this a ton, all the injuries that they dealt with, all the holes they had to fill, they've done a really good job. They're second in the National League in starters ERA. So That is really good considering the holes that they have had and unexpectedly with injuries, and now they've got a lot of those guys back, and now they're fortifying with prospects like Mizorowski. So the pitching is definitely the strength of this team, and that is going to be the key to however far they're able to take this.
So pitching is a strength. Brandon Woodruff is, well, hopeful to come back here before too long. Mizorowski going to start on Thursday. Is this a long-term run for him at the major league level, or is he a bounce back and forth candidate?
Yeah, unless they have some plan in place that would absolutely flabbergast me, this is not a guy that you bring up to make a start or two and send back down. This is the type of arm that you waited this long to call him up in the first place because you don't want to send him back. You wanted him to be ready to come up and start in a sustained way and just be in your rotation, you know, ideally for the next 10 years. We'll see what the career path is for Jacob Mizorowski, but this is not the type of prospect that you bring up and send back down. And, you know, on top of that, it's not the type of prospect that you bring up like the Brewers have done with so many of their other pitchers to dabble his toes in relief. I mean, remember last year, Jacob Mizorowski in the second half of the AAA season moved to the bullpen in anticipation of maybe a call-up. And that call-up never came, and I think that sort of further cemented the idea that the Brewers view this player as a long-term starting pitcher in the big leagues. The stuff looks like, you know, that has been the right decision so far this year, and you bring him up with the idea that he's going to be in your rotation for the long term.
Adam, I'm curious. I'll be honest. I'm going to tell you. I don't know who this guy is, but I know he is somebody that a lot of fans know about. Arian Foster. Why should we know about this guy who he's not one of the Brew Crew, I can tell you that. But the Milwaukee Brewers tweeted out newest diehard in the house, and they've got a great video of him just rolling down Bernie's slide.
Well, you're not a fantasy football player, Jessica. Is that what we're learning here?
Listen,
10 years ago.
I love the Packers, yeah. And beyond that, I'm out.
Well, there was a time that Arian Foster was an absolute beast on your fantasy team. And now he is a, what do you even call him, Greg? Podcaster, social media personality.
Right.
He's a great follow on social media.
But now he's apparently a Brewers fan. Hey, that's okay. Little Wayne, the Packers aren't together. And, right.
Yeah, he picked up the Brewers as his team, and he brought out some of the guys from Barstool yesterday, and they threw a first pitch, and they went down Bernie's slide, and everybody had a good time. And look, it's good to see the Brewers pick up a celebrity fan here and there. They I love the random celebrity fan of Wisconsin sports teams is always enjoyable.
Isn't right? that the truth?
Yeah, you know, like James Vanderbeek loves the Packers. Great, I love that. That's
Dawson's
a great story.
Creek?
Dawson's Creek,
okay.
Right, you nailed it. Also, Varsity Blues, don't forget about that.
Oh, yeah,
but can Arian Foster and his friends from Barstool make bookcases? Adam, did you see this yesterday? They had members of the Brewers out with kids, and they were piecing together, you know, I don't think they were from IKEA, but they're out there with the Allen wrench and trying to put together bookcases with kids.
Righty tighty, lefty loosey.
Yeah, it was pretty cool, and it was pretty enjoyable to watch, you know, some of the guys fly through that build. I said they should have had, like, their, you know, their team doctors out there studying this, or the front office studying the way guys approach this problem, because each guy, including the coaches, was out there and paired up with a kid from one of two schools in Milwaukee who earned their way by doing their tutoring and working on their reading. And they earned a trip to American Family Field to build bookshelves with Jackson Churio and Christian Yelich. And I'll tell you, Nestor Cortez, who's on the injured list, was very impressive with his handling of the screwdriver and put that thing together in record time. And other guys, it took a little longer, but everybody got it done. And it was cool. They used to do that in past years. They've done a bike build. This one, I think, was maybe a little easier. The bike was maybe pretty complicated, and they actually had to have, you know, because then the kids are going to ride the bike. You want it to be safe.
Sure.
So they'd have to check all the work. I think the bookshelves was, you know, a little simpler for everybody.
Well,
but nonetheless, a very cool, fun thing.
No brakes on a bookshelf, and you don't have to lubricate the chain.
Yeah.
Right? That's
you don't have to worry about being, well, I shouldn't speak too soon because I've seen, you know, I have nieces and nephews, so you can get hurt by a bookshelf too, I'm sure, but it's a little easier to get hurt on a bike.
Good stuff. Adam McKelvey of Brewers.com will be at the ballpark tonight. High fives and hugs and an autograph signing if you see him. Enjoy his time at the ballpark. Adam, we always enjoy having you on with us.
Thanks,
you so
Adam.
Much.